This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 12, the First King. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 10. Samuel summoned the people of Israel to the Lord at Mizpah and said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought Israel up out of Egypt, and I delivered you from the power of Egypt and all the kingdoms that oppressed you. But you have now rejected your God, who saves you out of all your disasters and calamities. And you have said, 'No, appoint a king over us.' So now present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and clans." When Samuel had all Israel come forward by tribes, the tribe of Benjamin was taken by lot. Then he brought forward the tribe of Benjamin, clan by clan, and Matri's clan was taken. Finally, Saul, son of Kish, was taken. But when they looked for him, he was not to be found. So they inquired further of the Lord, "Has the man come here yet?" And the Lord said, "Yes, he has hidden himself among the supplies." They ran and brought him out, and as he stood among the people, he was a head taller than any of the others. Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see the man the Lord has chosen? There is no one like him among all the people." Then the people shouted, "Long live the king!" When cultures and nations tell about their first king, the stories are often impressive. Mythical births, epic quests, heroic achievements, and magical ceremonies fit into the mix. But today's passage tells us of the first time Israel gets a king, and the tone is surprising. The Lord speaks through Samuel and sounds almost heartbroken. See also 1 Samuel 8. The choosing of Saul as king is orchestrated by the Lord through a method of casting lots. When Saul is chosen and the people look around for him, he's hiding. In a way, it's remarkable that this story is even mentioned in Israel's history. Who is actually Israel's first king? Israel's first and true king is none other than the Lord. Saul is merely a temporary, earthly stand-in, and so are all the flawed human kings who come after Saul. There's a tension and paradox in the history of Israel's kings. Should a nation with the Lord as king also seek a human king? But in this, we see God's good, gracious, and long-term plan. Humanity needs God as king first of all, but humanity also needs a human king. The paradox remains a riddle until it's solved in the kingship of Jesus. God sent his Son, fully God and fully human, to be our first and forever king. Pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Alpha and Omega, the ruler of the kings of the earth. We praise you as our first and forever king. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.